This is Real History with Melissa, and this is going to be a real history short. I thought that was a good idea a long time ago, but I didn't really follow up on doing them regularly. And so here is one. I had the worst day yesterday, and that is not what this real history is going to be about, but it was bad, and I'm still suffering the calamities of the day, because it all snowballs when you are so tightly scheduled, I guess is one way of putting it. But anyway, this real history is going to be about a trip that I took to the post office last week and what I saw there and what I did. I checked the mailbox and I stopped at the counter with my bag. I think I must have had a letter, otherwise I wouldn't have stopped. And on the counter was a flyer, and it caught my eye. It was actually a little postcard, and it said STEM. And it was an event happening at the local university for Thursday evening, the 9th of October. And I thought, there was just something about it, STEM. It had a left hemisphere, right hemisphere drawing and illustration there to grab your attention. And I don't know why at first I thought, are they going to somehow get climate change in there? I'm not even sure what caught my eye that made me think that, but I did. And then the week, went by, and Thursday evening rolled around, and I had a really busy day, and 6 o'clock hour was coming on, and I thought, hey, if you don't go down there, you won't see what they were doing, and you'll never know. So I hopped in the car, and I went down to the university, and it was set up, their display, the STEM display, was set up like an art gallery exhibit. So it said STEM Arts Showcase, Music and Dance, Poetry and Spoken Word, Painting and Drawing, Sculpture, Short Films and Digital Media, Other Works Inspired by Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics, STEM. So a lot of you may be aware that in your area, the arts have been defunded, and this is a trend. It's very important that everyone have a computer, really important that people learn science, technology, computer skills, because STEM. And never mind that in this country, for instance, they have the H-1B visa, and they are regularly telling people, well, you Americans just aren't smart enough to do the job. You don't have a good education. You're not STEM. And I'm sure that that is why anything STEM-related is being promoted. But it made me kind of sad because I'm of the, I guess you could call it Aristotelian idea, if that's correct, that art and beauty and the liberal arts, as we call them, are in and of themselves an end. And I've mentioned several times and even read from it a book that a listener sent me called Leisure, The Basis of Culture by a German philosopher by the name of, I've been told by my German friends, it's Josef Pieper. So I think I got it right, hopefully. And this is what Alan Watt always told us, that, scala, the word for school, scholarship, comes from the Greek word leisure. So it was the leisure class that could pursue their studies. And it is, we are now, and STEM is all about that. This is about the age of the worker. You don't learn something unless it has a practical application. And at the heart of it, that is what STEM is. And so, as I said, it made me sad to think about music, dance, poetry, painting, sculpture, all of this being showcased only against the backdrop of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. But I ventured out, I saw the display. In some ways, it wasn't as horrible as I anticipated, but the main feature, I took some photographs, so I'll show you, was a long table that they had set up, and it had potted plants on it and some candles going. It was kind of odd, but you can see that. And the sign there in the middle of the table was, let's see if I can get that open here, O2CO2, and it had two arrows, one, you know, O2 pointing to CO2 and CO2 arrow going to O2. Busy converting CO2 and O2, art and relationship with earth sciences, chemistry, botany, biology, physics, and environmental sciences, features the science of the carbon-oxygen cycle. So, yeah, there you go. And it's a Christian perspective. It's a Christian university, so you will see that as well. And so I just went around and looked at everything, and I snapped pictures of some things I thought were interesting. And I'll tell you, there was a portrait, a nice enough painting of a woman, and to me, this looked like a black young woman. And you can decide for yourself if she looks black or mulatto or, I don't know, but that's what I saw. And then beside it was the description. Portrait of Ada Lovelace. This portrait represents Ada Lovelace, often regarded as the world's first computer programmer. Her face reflects intelligence, determination, and a visionary mind that saw far beyond the limits of her time. I aimed to capture her calm yet confident expression as a symbol of her pioneering role in science and technology. So as it turns out, you know, no, Ada Lovelace was not a black or mulatto woman. She was actually the daughter, and I just learned this today, I didn't know it, but she was the daughter of Lord Byron, the Romantic poet. And boy, that's it. If you want to dive into a crazy life there, look up Lord Byron. And her mother, I think it was a short relationship. It lasted for about a year, long enough for her to be born. Her mother was Anne Isabella Milbank. And Anne Isabella Milbank was an educational reformer and philanthropist. She established the first industrial school in England, and she was an active abolitionist. So their daughter, Ada Lovelace, worked with Charles Babbage, and this was on the mechanical general purpose computer. She was first to recognize that the machine had applications beyond pure calculation. Ada Lovelace is sometimes considered to be the first computer programmer. So there was a bit of that, if you want to think of it as DEI. There was a bit of diversity, and there was definitely some inclusion. I don't know about equity, but you had also highlighted there was a portrait of Marie Curie, and I have nothing against women excelling at STEM. I just didn't see any pictures of any portraits of prominent men. That was just interesting. I noted that. So there was a room that was purported to be showing you holographs and holograph technology. There were some interesting drawings. I liked one of some glasses with the close-up of the dinosaur and the city in the background. The foreground was the prehistoric. And I'll just sprinkle throughout some of the things that I also, sorry, I didn't finish that sentence, but some of the things that I stopped and looked at. And I went into the theater room, and I did actually listen to some blues and their explanation of how blues could be seen to be part of STEM. and it was okay. There was nothing in the theater that compelled me to stay and hear more. I did take a couple of videos of it, but it was But I will share a poem that someone wrote. I took several pictures of poems and read them, but I like this. This was done by a senior psychology major and honor student, a female. And there was no title of it, and it didn't rhyme, but it was nice. I liked it. So here it is. I think, maybe, I'm not as capable as I could be, maybe. I've gotten so used to the world doing everything for me, I've forgotten how to do it myself, because I can't remember the last time I pulled out my debit card. Apple Pay has become my best friend, and cash? Forget about it, a relic from the past. I think the world offered me ease, and I grabbed it. Not even grateful, but expectant, like I deserved it, like it would always be there just for my utilization. Because I can't remember the last time I drove without music blasting, courtesy of Bluetooth, of course. And no one ever taught me how to swap a spare tire. After all, that's what YouTube's for. I think technology has changed my life, revolutionized it, for the better. But there's no going back now, with all I can't remember. I think it's clear. Oh, how would I survive? So I wish you all a good week, and I'll be back with something next week, and take care.